I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast. It is only Jay Bird and Denise. What?
It's like every day there's less people.
Oh, man. Our show's falling apart, guys.
Yeah, nice.
No, we'll start off the email, or we'll start off the show with this email. KVJ, why were you guys out today? What gives? Tom from Port St. Lucie. Well, yesterday after our show, we got wind that Virginia was able to head over to the Bahamas, and it was a great opportunity that she really couldn't pass up to help deliver some of the goods and be a part of all that and see what's going on over there. And so she took that opportunity. Kevin's still in Texas.
Yep.
So it was really just stuck with me and Denny's.
Well, we kind of, all of this went all together. It all came together for Virginia yesterday around like 5:30.
We were prepping for the Weird and Whatever podcast for yesterday. So I was pretty overly prepped. I was kind of like, prep.
Yes.
And I was working on today's show, but at that time, around 5 o'clock, we found out we weren't going to be doing a Today Show. It would have been just me and Denny's. We literally have nobody to help us behind the scenes. We just couldn't do a show, y'all. We apologize. We get that it's frustrating. We're not getting fired. We're letting you know what's going on. So, yeah, it's really a cool thing. She's going to the Bahamas. There should be some video. And
I put up some photos just so you can kind of see. And then as she gets them, the signal out there is not very good, the cell service. So as she gets to a zone where she can get to Wi-Fi, she's been sending her husband the photos. And then he's been sending them to me. So you'll see them popping up all day as I get them.
Gotcha. So there's always weird 911 stories in the news. We were talking yesterday about the one 911 call. The guy called 911 because the sandwich order was wrong, which, I mean, I get the emotion behind it, but you can't call 911 for that. This is a 911 call, and it's pretty, I'm sorry, it's a 999 call. It's across the pond, Denny's. Some guy kept on calling 999, which is their version of 911, just to burp into the phone, and he did this for like a week.
Well, even the clip we played last night, you wonder if there's a level of somebody trying. I know they're mad, but they're also, you know, the audio got released somehow. Is that the responder releasing that?
You're allowed to release 911 audio if requested. We played a 911 call from me back in the day when I was sleepwalking, and it was a pretty horrific 911 call. I think it took me 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, to release it. I had to go in, get it, and I had to pay X amount of money, but you can get 911 calls.
So that's what I'm wondering. If you have to do all that to release it, then, I mean, that person's got to be trying to get viral from it, right?
Well, I think what happens is some of the 911 calls get released to the AP, and then journalists and
depending on the state.
There are definitely content providers that are scouring, yes, looking for 911 calls. One of the greatest 911 calls ever, I don't know if you've heard it, is where it's a police officer and his wife.
Where they get too high off the
pot brownie, and they think they're dying. And he's at one point, I don't think I'm real.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
it's a very good 911 call. But there's so many 911 calls of people bitching and complaining about their food.
Yeah, good point, because you wouldn't think the cops would want that release, that cop. So
no.
You're right. Somebody's getting it.
There's content people out there. We have that radio prep service.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not always looking for 911 calls, because it's gold content.
I like the beautiful hire.
That's Bigfoot. Yeah. I think that's an interview.
Is that a news interview? Yes.
I don't know if that's a 911 call. There has been 911 calls for
from
Bigfoot
shooting at
stuff,
Bigfoot.
Though. Yeah, we were talking yesterday on the Weird and Whatever. You've never called 911 before?
Mm-mm.
Wow, neither did Vicky, neither did Beckett. I know Kevin's called 911 before. I don't know if Virginia has.
Yeah, so in middle school, possibly, some of my friends said they were going to call 911 and run away from the phone, and I ditched that because I didn't want to get any of that stank on me. That was the closest I think I've ever been to a 911 call.
So, he's a person who called 22 times over the past week to belch at staff members of the police force. Here's the actual part of the clip.
Cash Race Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello?
You were doing this the other day.
Hello there.
Those are some gross burps, too.
Oh, geez. That's a back end to him.
He was arrested, if you're wondering, and rightfully so. All right, so Denny, you're the judge. You get to pick the sentence of this clown. What do you give him?
Yeah, so back in the day, I would probably give him a less of a sentence because, you know, he's being goofy. But now people are trying to get famous, dude, so I'd have to give him a harsh sentence to
and
set
he's
it.
And he's a repeat offender. He terrorized them.
22 with... times is excessive.
It's so excessive.
I'd be so mad because, I mean, there's probably a legit British person having an issue. And the lines are jammed now because this guy's burping at him.
Okay, what's your sentence?
Oh, God. I give him 2 years in jail.
2 years and really?
Because, I mean, 2 years is long enough to suck.
Age has definitely hardened you. Because if I would have asked that question 8 years ago, you'd be like, you know, give him.
Lighten up, Judge. It's funny, bro.
Give him a month, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So back in the day, I would have said lighten up. But now we got so many people doing these pranks.
That is one of your pet peeves are people who get famous for the worst reasons.
Yeah, because it's like this guy. If this guy gets a whole like YouTube show based on the fact that he pranks police officers, then that's rewarding bad behavior, and then that's going to encourage more bad behavior. And then people get mad when their kids are imitating bad behavior, but it's all over the television because it's the only thing that sells. So it does kind of offend me a little bit.
I mean, I get the comedy behind it. I do understand.
I like comedy. I think it's, you know, at this point it's so excessive.
There's another funny clip going around. A woman in Georgia used her bare hands to bend the metal bars of a fence to save a deer. And then when the deer got stuck in another fence, she had to rescue it a second time. Here's the clip of that.
You done got stuck again? You need to learn how to jump, boo. What is going to happen when I'm not here? Why you didn't jump? I'm gonna help you one more time. This one's harder.
And it's
free. Get stuck again. Y'all need to show her how to jump.
It got released though. She saved it.
People are texting in that my judgment is harsh.
I kind of agree with the people. I think your judgment is way too harsh
it's
on this
true,
one.
It's true, but on food penalties, man.
Dude, that's different. You're licking food. You're spitting in food. You can give somebody a disease. Now, I get the tomfoolery. You shouldn't mess with 999 or 911.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, though.
I mean, emergencies are more to me than licking somebody's food. I mean, given that's gross. But, I mean, as far as getting sick by the time it's I don't think you get sick from it. It's gnarly. And I think a penalty should be harsh
for that.
You
can't get no Hep C?
But, I mean, there's a 911 call. That's only a line designed to save people's lives that are in emergencies, and 22 burps is not an emergency.
I completely agree. What about you give 22 days, a day per burp?
Dude, jail sucks. I feel like that guy's going to come out and be like, all right, I ain't pranking nobody anymore, you know?
You're sticking with two years.
2 years, because you know how it is, man. They're going to get off for good behavior. The guy judge is going to be like, nobody died, so he's going to give them off 6 months early. So he's looking at a little over a year.
Let us know in the chat room if you are watching on YouTube. What deserves a harsher sentence? The 911 guy who is burping and doing all that.
Just goofing around on 911.
Or somebody who licks and spits in your food, then
well,
puts it
back. Licks and spits is different. We're talking licks. You said even for lick on the Weird and Whatever podcast you're giving him a minimum of 1 year.
I'll stick. Oh, yeah, I stick with it.
But I think you said 5 years. You said a minimum of one.
I stick it. If you're licking and you're putting food back, you have to think about your actions, Denny's.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think in the chat room. We've got some emails here. Hey, KVJ, I haven't heard you mention Jaybird Stalker for a while. Is this even a thing? Was she even real, Sarah from Jupiter? I mean, I've answered this question several times, Denny's. She's real. You've seen her.
Yeah.
I've seen her. She hasn't.
Well, I think you've explained this like multiple times too, that you try not to bring attention to it.
I try not to bring it up. Then people want me to bring it up. So I'm kind of in a weird place with it.
Yeah.
I get that I know people want an update. Honestly, I really haven't seen much of her, to be quite honest with you, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that,
totally.
That is the update.
That's probably why you haven't talked too much about it.
Yeah, and plus, you know, I don't get murdered.
Yeah, totally.
She's not going to murder me, but you know what I mean. Another email. This question is for Denny's. My kid, who is 19, just started smoking weed. How serious and how big should I be concerned? How big should I be concerned? Huh. I bet that you love weed, so you might be biased in your opinion, but keep it real, bruh. Should she wait to get a little bit older? Is 19 too young?
Well, I think in all the states where you could medically get it, you have to be 21. So I'd say she's too young right off the bat.
Just on the pure.
Just if you're trying to go by the laws, man.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, she's got to wait a couple more years.
But without the law, let's say the law was 18. Do you think there's a medical reason why it's a problem?
Yeah. I mean, if you do anything, it's going to affect your body chemistry until you fully develop. So, I mean, there's a chance that, smoking weed, I don't think it could affect every single person walking the earth, but I think some people could be susceptible to have negative consequences of smoking at a young age.
Okay.
I think it's all body chemistry.
So when does the actual brain get done with fully developing to where you're not in that, you know what I mean, that
they
developmental
stage? They say anywhere from 21 to 25.
Really? Wow, man.
Depending on who you are.
You're still changing up to your mid-20s, which is pretty insane.
Well, so I think your brain finishes, but your body still changes for, I mean, 35 to 25 is a great change in your body as well, and then 35 to 45 is also a great change. I think the changes get less drastic over the years, but every, like,
but
10 or so years, your whole body's completely renovated.
Is it still developing though from 21 to 25, or is it just is it a different stage of development?
So brain, I think, finishes at 25. Okay. I don't know anything past the brain 25.
That's what I wanted.
I think, continues to develop, and then it goes the opposite way.
Oh no, it goes straight down.
Then it starts like developing.
Titties go down.
Yeah, well, your body's changing because the way you process food, the way you process everything changes, and that's why you have to start dieting when you get older. And when you're a young kid, your body's burning energy as you're gaining it.
As you've gotten older, what's the first thing you start to see go? You start to see it roughly.
I start losing because I used to just eat anything. I didn't even think there was that much behind it. I think I've gotten more educated over the years with how food works in our body, and I'm sure everybody should know how that works, you know, but I feel like they don't necessarily teach you. You don't realize processed foods, how they affect your body.
But is that the first thing you've seen with your body to where you're like, all right, the aging process, something different's going on with my body?
It started off with like fried foods, sweets and stuff. I had to cut them out, man.
Yeah,
that was something I never had to.
Your mid-30s, you start to see a little turning of the time.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm starting to get wild gray hairs and stuff like that. Like, they're not consolidated in a spot yet, but they're throughout my whole body.
Do men get more odd, weird hairs growing out of their body more than women? I feel like dudes always get some like random hair in the strangest part of the body.
Totally. I have one random one that grows out of a mole every like 2 years. You know, it grows at the speed of molasses.
I think hair and mole kind of go like ketchup and mustard, baby. For some reason,
they go hand in hand, for sure. But I've had this mole since I was a kid, and it wasn't until I hit about maybe 28 that I first felt it. It felt, because I can feel it when it catches on the collar of my shirt. So I just pluck it. But it's so infrequent. It's the weirdest hair. It's a real wimpy hair. But I've been getting a lot of those, man. I'm getting shoulder hairs I've never had before. Like 4 or 5 on my shoulder.
That's,
I'm like,
yeah,
what is this?
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, maybe chicks are into shoulder hair.
Not when there's one or two next to each other. It looks so odd.
It's
if
so
I just
sparse.
Pluck them.
It's
yeah.
So here, there.
I pluck them.
Did you see that one story? We wanted to talk about it yesterday. We didn't get to it. That 6-year-old girl, she was adopted by this family in Indiana. A couple from Indiana adopted a little girl from the Ukraine several years ago who had dwarfism. They then were accused of abandoning her when they moved to Canada, but it turned out the girl was actually an adult posing as a child the whole time. And the couple who adopted her said she would always threaten to kill them. Some of the stuff that came out with this story, she would hover over them, just looking at them saying, I'm just waiting for the right time to kill you.
It's terrifying.
Do we have a clip for that? Now, the audio is not the best, but this is, I believe, the mother who adopted the girl talking about the incident.
She was hiding knives in our couches. She was talking about she was going to kill family members. She poisoned people. She put chemicals in the coffee. We were told in the medical paperwork that we had that she was 6 years old. She would stand over people in their sleep. She'd be standing in the middle of the room and she would say, "I'm waiting for the right time."
I mean, that shit is just like the movie The Orphan.
It is, man. That movie actually creeped me out, The Orphan.
I haven't seen that. The cover looks horrifying.
I think it's like, what, circa 2007 or something? Right. It's an older one, but
could you imagine?
That movie creeped me out.
That's the ultimate catfishing. You're posing as a 6-year-old girl and you're 22 and you're poisoning shit?
Well, so It's kind of a bummer that, you know, the people posing as young kids and being adults are all murderous, you know, because there was the Orphan's based on a story that wasn't an original story. That was based on some sort of news story.
Really?
The movie The Orphan was taken from an actual case.
So I'm not sure what the premise is. I mean, I kind of do, but.
So the premise is they adopt a girl and she's cool at first. It's a family that can't conceive. And then throughout the film, she starts doing odder and odder stuff. And what she's trying to do is seduce the father. And he's like, this is our adopted daughter. And then you find out that the girl is actually in her 20s.
No shit. Okay, yeah.
It's the same
premise.
That's why I was like, they're putting a bad name on any, you know, if a person actually just wanted to pose as a kid and live their life.
That is, that's a pretty horrifying story.
That's why that movie creeped me out. I thought it was going to be a ghost movie or something, or that she was like a murdering orphan. When the twist came, I was like, what?
I mean, that is catfishing, right?
Totally. Yeah, you're right. That's the ultimate catfishing.
You ever see that show on MTV? Catfishers?
Yeah.
Catfish. Catfish, yeah.
Yeah, I have seen it.
It's one of the few MTV shows that I think might be sort of legit.
Yeah. You said that in the past.
What are your thoughts on that? Because if you don't know what this show is, it's basically they follow stories around people who are getting catfished, and the person either wants to hook up with the person, they have this long relationship via the internet.
And then they confront them.
They confront them, and I like the confronting part. I think it's real, but am I off on this?
No, because I think with a lot of these shows, too, it starts off real. I always wonder about season 8 and 9. Those ones start throwing me off. Even with, nothing against John Taffer and Bar Rescue, but I thought the first few seasons of that was real. And
Bar Rescue?
Then I felt like it was slowly becoming produced where they were creating intentional drama. And then he got a little over the top for me, but I feel like Catfish the same way. But I also have not put the work in. I've only seen a few episodes. And the ones I saw did feel real.
You ever been catfished?
Mm-mm.
Never?
But I don't go on internet chats.
Like. Yeah.
So when AOL first came out back in the day, people were using AIM as their chat, whatever. My brother used to sit up till 4 a.m. just chatting. And I never got, I was whatever the demo is, the age above that, because that didn't appeal to me. But all my friends that were younger than me and my brother's crew, they all chatted all throughout the night. That was their thing.
So my rich friend back in high school, you know, I always talk about, oh, the one that had a pool. He was the first one to get the internet and a computer.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know what it was, honestly. We're talking circa 95.
Yeah.
96. Yeah, about 95. It had to be 95, 96. And in his dad's den, like the fancy area, he had the internet set up. And I was a big Gary Coleman fan. I loved all the people from the sitcoms. I loved. The first thing I did was print up 8x10 pictures of all of the people I liked from my show.
Yeah.
And then I got on one of those chat things. I'd go over there. I'd start chatting with people. And the idea of me chatting with somebody in California was blowing my mind. And I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I loved
all
it.
All my friends used it. I just didn't get into it, man, unfortunately. So I would be less exposed to any of those online phishing things.
So if you were single now in the game and...
I'm too out of touch with the online stuff. Funny enough, I'm pretty decent with computers and how computers work. But as far as, you know, the social medias and putting my information on the internet, I'm pretty resistant against.
My next question is, why do you say computer? Like, computer.
Computer. Funny enough, too, I didn't take a fascination with computers until college. I never really even used them, not once. They just weren't my thing. My brother was very into computers, and he taught me a lot about them, but I, you know, didn't really jump into them.
I get they're important, and I do like them, but they can bring out the worst in me. They really can. Mm-hmm. When a computer is supposed to do a function, and it's not doing it, and there's no rhyme or reason, you just have that rainbow circle of death show up on your computer. I think it's a Mac thing. Do you get a circle thing on?
Yeah, they each have their own version of it.
What's the one for the PC?
It'll show like a little hourglass.
Got ya. Okay.
So same type of thing. But yeah, no, I'm into the technical end of computers. I don't necessarily. Funny enough, I'm a pretty bad internet user, believe it or not. Because remember when I met you? You were all into YouTube. I never even watched YouTube when I met you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I just never even went on.
But
it.
That doesn't mean I'm good at computers because I watch YouTube.
Well, no. But you're savvy with how to search things and how to find videos and search keywords and stuff like that. I never
introduced
do.
Introduced you to a lot of weird videos.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing our friendship.
Well, I probably would never even use YouTube if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, and I probably...
Now I like it.
And I don't know if I would use social media if it wasn't for work.
Absolutely. I mean, I created social media.
I probably would a little bit, but I mean, a lot of times it can be a little bit like homework.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter, say something clever. No, I don't got nothing clever to say.
Well, if you're using it as just your daily updates for people that are in your circle, then it works great.
And you got to be careful, too, because I think some people get annoyed with how we use it sometimes. Because I use it to promote stuff for the show, and not... Some people get annoyed with that.
Oh, absolutely. Deny it if you want. It is a form of advertising now.
Oh, it is.
It is a medium to get your stuff out. And so, I mean, the game's just changed, man. When I first heard about Facebook, it was a college app. It was an app for college kids to keep in touch with each other. So I never even knew it was going to grow.
You know about MySpace.
I never even used it. I've never even seen what MySpace looks like.
I was on MySpace.
Yeah, see, I'm not very into all that stuff. So I never did it.
I tried to go back and look at my old MySpace.
Is it still up?
I do have a MySpace account, but... They changed the whole thing. Man, I wrote some pretty cringy shit back in the day. Not that I don't write any now. I remember I was featured on Facebook phishing once.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think I do. You told me. I don't even see MySpace.
You weren't on the show.
No.
I had missed the show because my back was legit thrown out, and I couldn't move. And I was listening to the show from my room, and they had a couple Johnny Come Latelys get on the phone. Oh, Jay Bird's lying about his back. And I didn't sleep, and I was so pissed off. So when they got me on the phone, I went off on this one guy and talking about how I was lying. Then I went to Facebook. I am not lying about my back. Fuck that guy. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, so I remember the first time jumping on with you guys, the first hate you get. It's so funny because you're just like, wow, you know, you can't process it. And then you get used to it. Now I don't even care.
Well, a lot of it's not even real because, think about what people hate on you about. They hate on you as your public persona from what they hear from 6 o'clock to whatever. Sit down and have a pizza with a Denny's or sit down and have a pizza with a Virginia. And I think it is different whether you like the show or hate. And for that point, for anybody that you listen to or watch, I think people are going to be slightly different in person sometimes.
Oh, yeah, always.
You know, that's just part of the game. Another email, speaking on the level of hate, was just wondering if you all really liked each other. Sometimes when I watch KVJ TV... You all look like you hate one another or don't want to have anything to do with each other. I'm not trying to start shit up in here. Was just curious if you'd tell the audience how you really feel about one another. P.S. Jason, go fuck yourself. Lance from the Fort. Yeah, again, this is another kind of beating a dead horse. We absolutely like each other. If you tune into KVJ TV, there's going to be some times where me and Virginia are booty shaking with each other or just dicking around having fun. And there's times where we have to do something to get ready for a bit or a segment, or there might even be something we're working on for something after the show.
Absolutely.
That, you know, so if you see us in our own little zone.
It's usually working on something.
Kevin will always be in his zone. During during the show, we kind of leave Kevin alone because Kevin needs to stay focused. Because when he doesn't stay focused, he does miss things. It's just a matter of being technically doing your job the right way because he doesn't want to fuck it up. Because it's all about the commercials. We said it yesterday.
Yeah.
If the commercials get screwed up, that's when we get into legit trouble. It's just the bottom line.
Yep, that's the one big thing. Also, a lot of times, depending, like you said, on the day, each day is different. Sometimes we have, what if we have a meeting after work where we have to get analytics together? All of that, we have to stop what we're doing and get it all together for them. So, I mean, there's a lot of times where it looks like you guys are ignoring each other, but really, we're just trying to get stuff done for the next breaks.
No, we're pretty fortunate. I mean, not to say we don't ever get on each other's nerves, because that's...
For sure.
Anytime you get into a creative situation, you're going to have people... You're going to get into arguments, but we don't really even argue that much. I mean, I love everybody on this show. Working with them for 15, 16 years, you develop, a relationship with people. There's no way. I mean, Virginia and Kevin, they came to my mom's, when she passed away. Virginia has been, she came down to the kidney when I gave the kidney. Virginia She's always been there. I mean,
absolutely.
She always has my back. We may bicker on the air, but I mean, I love me some Witch. I love me some Kev. And obviously, you know, I love me some Denny's.
And we see each other a lot. Sometimes it's like you run out of stuff to talk about. You
me
know?
And you?
No, not you. And I'm saying just us as a unit.
Definitely.
If we're not talking to each other, sometimes it's just that we're tired, man.
Yeah, we're tired.
Sometimes you just get tired.
It's sometimes a long car ride.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
just want to chill out and look at the scenery, baby.
It starts off awesome. Everybody's partying. And then there's that hour where nobody speaks to each other.
It is. I mean, after talking for 4 hours and you don't realize what you said in the moment, you go back during the day, you're like, oh shit, I'm tired. What the fuck did I? I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
what did
yeah.
I say?
Well, yesterday would be a loaded show example.
That's a lot of talking.
Last
yesterday.
Minute changes. We do a show, Weird and Whatever podcast. We're doing a show today, and then Virginia goes to the Bahamas to help out with the relief.
Great opportunity.
Lots of things change.
Yeah, it does.
Fantastic opportunity, but that's an example of things that change that we have to discuss, you know?
Totally. Totally. I think we've said totally a lot.
Totally, dude.
Totally,
that. Totally, bro.
Totally. Got another email here. I've only recently been aware of Dr. Wayne Dyer. Now, Dr. Wayne Dyer, for y'all that don't know, he was one of those spiritual, inspirational, motivational speakers. I really got into him. I really, really loved his
you
work.
Did.
And he passed away a few years back, but I got a chance a long time ago to interview him. And it was right after my mom passed away. And the person who wrote this email is talking about that, just for a reference point. I've only recently been aware of Dr. Wayne Dyer for a few months and came across your interview, Jay Bird, with him on December 2012 on YouTube. Wanted to reach out to you and say it was one of the best interviews I have seen with Dr. Wayne Dyer. You touched on things I don't believe others have so well. So well done. Did you get to meet him again after the interview? What a shock it must have been for you to find out that he had passed away a couple years later. Have his teachings stayed with you? Warm regards, Claire, from Bradford, West Yorkshire, England, Denny's.
Oh, shit, from across the pond?
From across the pond. I love it. I wonder if Claire knows Mr. Dobbins.
Yeah.
Cy Dobbins.
Cy Dobbins.
The Wayne Dyer interview, I that's the one of the few videos or bits I can't go back and watch. You ever have that where you've done something, you can't go back? I mean, I can pretty much go back and watch anything. The Dr. Wayne Dyer interview that I did with him, I have never gone back and watched it. It was tough for me to do for a bunch of reasons, I think. But we'll post it again. We'll put it on our Facebook today.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube as well. I still try to keep the teachings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you take the information and you use it how you can in that moment in your life.
We've got some questions going on in the chat room.
All right.
Does Virginia not like females that much? Is that why her and Marianna, didn't get along?
No.
Virginia gets along with females. I think Virginia just, you know, if someone rubs Virginia the wrong way, she's going to have an issue with you.
Yeah.
I don't think gender is an issue because Virginia does have a lot of men friends and she has a lot of female
friends.
She has a
ton of female friends too, yeah.
But yes, I don't think it...
I don't think it's gender specific. I think it's personality specific. It's actually not even personality. I think it's if you do something, you know, if you say you're going to do something and you don't, she'll get mad at that.
I think Virginia may say it might be gender. It's hard to answer for Virginia.
Yeah.
As
I mean,
an
she's
outsider
not here.
Looking in, being in the situation, knowing both of them, I just think it was a personality conflict.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
All.
I don't think it's a gender thing.
Anything else, Denny's, you want to talk about?
No, I think tomorrow we're back to regular show, right? Not fully regular. And it's still up in the air, too, because Virginia is in the Bahamas. I just want to update the people.
Yeah, I want to update the people, too. Yeah, she should be back tomorrow. If we are in best of tomorrow, that means she got stuck in the Bahamas somehow.
It doesn't mean we got fired.
But we will do an after the show podcast.
Yes.
It's all planned to do a VJD show tomorrow. Also, too, email us. Let us know what you want to see us, you know, bits you want to see or hear.
Yeah. I've seen people commenting on Facebook, which is good, and sending in emails, which is awesome, too. So, yeah, if you ever have any questions, always mail at KVJ Show or KVJ Show Facebook.
I do want to put this out to the people. We are trying to film a snack pack video, and we desperately need a grocery store. If anyone knows or has a connection with a grocery store, it'd be really cool if you knew the manager. And you know the person that say, yes, they can absolutely do it. That would make things a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give them credit in the video, do all that stuff. But we really need a grocery store. A lot of grocery stores don't like filming Denny's.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, especially with the corporates and whatnot.
Damn.
But if anyone does, I mean, it would be awesome. It's really for a pretty quick shot, more or less.
Yeah, it's just for a Snack Pack video.
Yeah.
For the Snack King song we're trying to do. But we are shooting that this weekend.
Woo woo.
What else you got going on this weekend, Denny's?
Well, I'm going to be out at AT&T. We'll make the announcement tomorrow. But I'll be out there hanging. And then, yeah, we're working on the Snack Pack video.
People notice that you type so delicately. You're a delicate typer.
Oh, this? It's because Kevin's got such a good microphone that all I can hear in my headphones is typing. So I type very soft, especially while you guys are talking during the show, because I'm trying not to, because it's like...
I notice sometimes if we're on the air and I have to write something up real quick, I can see Kevin in the corner of my eye turning down my microphone because I'm like...
That's what I'm saying. These mics are pretty hot, so you can kind of hear it. And Kevin's keyboard is very loud, so that's the main reason that I do keep it kind of low.
Do you want to take a couple questions from the people in the chat
Absolutely,
room?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Denny's, how do you pick how much you smoke every day?
How do I pick how much I smoke? Just how much the body can handle that day. No, I'm kidding. It all depends, man. I mean, I'm pretty routine. And believe it or not, I know, you know, everybody's like, oh, Denny smokes all day.
No, you really don't.
I really don't. No. I'm an evening guy. I have a lot of shit to do during the day, man. It's really tough to get all my stuff done and just want to hang out. It really, so I keep the two separate so that I don't mix them together.
Sure, no, you're very responsible when it comes to work.
Yeah, I would never smoke during the show or any of that fun stuff. Although I do love smoking pot, don't get me wrong. I can't do it during work because I just hate fucking up shit, man. I really do. So it's really, I try to do my best. And when I'm fully done for the day, I'll get high as fuck, yeah, definitely. So it all just depends on how much time I have. But I do go to bed early, too, which is...
You do. You're a little bitch when it comes to your sleep. I do not go to bed early. I try to. I really do. But I'll text you at 9:30.
Oh, I'm definitely not up at 9:30.
You're done. You are. You and Kevin are alike like that.
Yes. Sadly enough, I'm in bed by like 7:30. It's pathetic.
That's,
I get it.
That's when I want to... start to eat. That's when I really kind of let my hair down.
Well, so I get those cravings too at that time, and it's just I just force myself to sleep, man. I drink like a gallon of water and I go to bed.
Like last night,
piss 10 times.
We had pizza during the weird whatever podcast last night, and it was about 10 o'clock in the night. I went back and I ate more. I ate the entire night.
Man. Oh, I love throwing back whiskeys and eating. I just can't, man. I know the morning. I know how I work, and I'll be slacking in the morning.
No, it sounds good today. A big hoagie. Just the word hoagie. I love that word.
I love big subs, man.
Where you get where's your sub of choice? You get one sub from one place. What is it?
Locally or anywhere?
Anywhere you want.
Well, so if we're going anywhere I want, there's a place in Orlando I like to call Cappy's, and it's super OG. My father used to go there as a kid, so that place has nostalgic ties. But here locally, I mean, we can say it, doesn't really
matter. Let me just think really quick about any kind of problem we would get into.
Do we have any sub endorsements?
You know what? Let's move away from this topic. This is one of those moments where, now you can say it, dude.
Well, so when we were down south.
As long as you don't trash anybody.
Well, no. These are actually high praise. Down south, I loved La Spada's, dude. I did. I liked their whole act, man. I thought they were funny. They throw the meat and they catch it. It was all cool, whole thing.
If you are down south, either in Boca or the Broward, Davie area, you know about La Spada's subs, and these are good. And they are good subs.
And they're hooked up. They're so fat.
Yeah, they throw the meat in the air and they catch it with
whole
the bread.
Thing.
It's a thing.
It's a whole thing, and it's fun. They move the line along. It's just a whole fun
it's
thing.
It's like a Benihana for subs.
It is. So I did like that place a lot, and I grew accustomed to their flavors. But also, here locally, I like Jersey Mike's, dude.
I do, too.
They're solid. The one thing I like, they're always consistent, I guess you could say.
So there's great things about all of the subs. I think Publix does a great job with their subs.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Publix is great, too.
I think when you got like your Jimmy John's, they excel in getting that thing there really quick. I mean, it's amazing how quick Jimmy John's gets their food to you.
It all depends on what you're grading them on, because like as far as like speed, Jimmy John's is pretty hard to beat.
They are. And then you got Subway. I love me some Subway.
I mean,
I love Subway.
They're consistent too, and maybe that's nostalgic too, because they were a popular sub place when I was a kid. I've just grown accustomed to how they taste.
People are saying VS subs in Boca. We're getting a couple comments on that.
All right, I'll have to check it out. I don't make myself down to Boca, but I would absolutely go check it out for a good sub.
That's what I'm kind of burned out with, because we're West Palm guys right now.
I think the well's tapped.
It is tapped, man. I need some new blood, baby. I need some new... I've hit pretty much all of the little pizza areas for the most part. And when I was doing the, I have been eating pizza, but I've been eating the same places. And I don't want to keep doing repeat pizza blocks because people get so pissy about that.
Yeah, that's the big hang up because you have been wanting to get back in the pizza game. It's just we have to go outside this area.
I got
to
drive. I mean,
and then sometimes you're tired, you want a pizza, and you're like, well, man, do I have to drive an hour to go get this thing?
My here's what I think would be fun. Wake up on a Saturday about, you know, real early, get a gang of your friends together.
And go on a...
Just go, you head north for the first half of the day, or you head south, whatever, and you hit up the Boca, the Lauderdale area, and then you finish it going up north to the Port St. Lucie area. You just make it a whole day of pizza reviews. You have a slice.
One slice at a
one
place.
One slice or two slices per. You could travel with your friends, and what a great, how fun would that be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that, like a pizza tour.
Pizza Saturday.
It flows.
It does. Let's see here, chat room. Any more questions? If not, we're going to wrap this bitch up. Someone wanted to know. It's the same dude asking you weed questions.
All right, here. So, Denny's, what kind of weed do you like?
He's like, hey, man, last question. Blunt or pipe?
Again, man, a lot of it's on feel. So I will argue, and I don't know how many people in the ATS podcast want to talk pot here, but
yeah, you
I could argue that if you're trying to get really stoned, yeah, the blunt is probably where you go. Although you are smoking nicotine paper, it's a, you know, it's a tobacco paper, so it's got nicotine in it, which I think the compounding of both of those is what achieves that. So if you're trying to stay away from that, I wouldn't do that one. I'm a pipe guy, honestly, pipe. It's probably the best.
Real quick, before I forget, what was the thing you were talking about with suits? Was there some kind of police chase going on in California?
Oh, yeah.
Did the car run out of juice?
Yeah, so I guess in California they have the police force switched to Teslas, those electric cars. And the problem was there was a police chase that started, and they one of the officers jumped in, but his car wasn't fully charged. And he was the one closest to the suspect and was chasing him, and his car battery died.
And the suspect got away.
Yeah.
Because of the battery?
Because of the battery in the car. Yeah. It's not a good look for electric cars.
It's really not.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Do you agree with the police having them? Shouldn't they have something that's not going to ever...
Well, so I think this is... they've learned now that this can potentially happen, I guess. But, I mean, they could run out of gas, too, you know? But I think the gas is a lot longer. You have a lot more time than a power cell.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm so old school.
Yeah.
I hate getting gas. Getting gas is one of my top five pet peeves of annoying things to do. That and shaving.
Yes.
Shaving's so annoying. Oh, it's so annoying.
Well, that's why I always look broke down. I never shave. I shave. So every time I shave, everybody goes, oh, Denny's looks so weird, you know, because I do. I look weird. But I shave, I let it get long, and then I shave and I let it get long. I don't actually do any maintenance.
What's another one of those little lifetime pet peeves you have where you're so bummed out you have to do it?
I hate getting gas. I really do. But I try to make a thing of it now. I'll go in and get a drink and pay inside. I make a whole thing of it now.
If I have to fill out forms that I kind of don't understand, they ask me some kind of weird, put your code of your Florida code. Like, what's a Florida code? I just hate doing paperwork. That's one of my pet peeves, Denny.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves, too. I really don't enjoy paperwork either. I've gotten to the point where I just turn I turn into a shell of a person and I just do it.
I do it every day, but it is annoying. Flossing. Flossing's very time consuming, but I definitely do it every day, and it's such a bum out part of my time. I try to make it cozy. It's tough to make flossing cozy.
Well, so I am, let's see, I haven't been to a dentist in a while, which is bad on my part, and I'm looking to go this year. I am pretty good about brushing my teeth, you know, and I don't eat sweets, so I've been pretty good. I haven't had a cavity. I mean, I don't think ever, but...
Well, you've been a dentist, so you don't know.
That's true. I could have had a ton of them, but people say that you would have, like, marks on your teeth.
Not necessarily. You can have...
And that it would be painful.
Yeah, not necessarily. You can have a cavity in there that's not painful, and you wouldn't even see anything.
Yeah. So I've looked at my teeth. I have no black spots. I've looked on the internet at what cavities look like in the minimalist form and the biggest form, and I don't seem to have it.
Be careful about looking up medical shit on the internet.
Oh, totally.
It'll tell
I never
you,
do. So.
It'll tell you you have the worst disease out there, no matter if you're just looking up common cold symptoms.
You'll never have to worry about it. I'll never do it.
Every major disease out there has common cold symptoms, I feel like.
Yeah, dude, I don't. If you're actually worried about your health, then you would be insane to go on the internet and try to like diagnose yourself. That would be, it makes no sense. I would never do that.
Well, some people don't have insurance. Some people don't know what to do. Some people hate the doctor, so they think if they get that little.
But if you want an honest opinion, you can't do it.
I think people sometimes are looking for peace of mind. So let's say you got someone who's looking something up and they read it, and what they read backs up their being healthy. They can go on with their day and they don't have to go to a doctor. Now, if you go on there and you read up and it's some scary shit and you're like, shit, I think I got this disease, now I gotta go to the doctor.
You wonder if maybe they do that to intentionally get people to be so scared they go in.
I have talked to people and have asked and said, does some of the stuff you look up, even on the official medical websites, is it all 100%, or are they trying to scare you a little bit? I've got different opinions on that. People have said, depends on who's writing it, depending on the website.
It all depends who's paying for the study, man.
Yeah, because there are some people that will let you know, hey, you're probably okay. Mm-hmm. And then they're, oh my gosh, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. It's really...
Yeah, so I was thinking about going just to check and see what the heck, you know. Right, so that's one thing I've been thinking about.
You want to do a dentist / doctor day together? Kind of like how we grocery shop?
Yeah, well, I do want to go to the dentist. I don't know if I need to go to the doctor.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll do a dentist day again.
I really don't even care, man. Like, if they're like, you're going to die tomorrow, I've made peace with that. I really have. I really do not fear it, man. I don't. So.
Well, that's a good thing. It's really death. I think the fear of death is a hang-up for about probably 90% of the world.
Tons of people. Like you, I think about it a lot.
I do think about it.
I think I'm prepared for it.
But as I get older, kind of like what you're talking about, I'm not at all looking forward to death whatsoever.
I definitely don't want it.
And I know I talk about it a lot, especially on our Weird Whatever podcast. And when Kevin's out of town, we seem to kind of delve into those kind of topics. I just think it's very interesting. And the older I get, the more at peace I do become with it.
And I think that's part of what you should do.
You accept it, I think. You just, certain things you're like, oh.
Well, so like Alex Trebek, because he's been going through a lot lately.
Cancer, yeah.
And he has a lot of... insight. I mean, maybe not insight, but what he says is semi-profound, you know?
Well, he's got the perspective of going through that.
Yes.
And then having a public voice.
Absolutely. And I think he's on the right route of how to handle it mentally, you know?
Why? Well, elaborate on that.
Well, so one of his clips, he said that he's ready for it. He's accepted it. He's still in the battle, but he feels sad mainly not for himself as a person who is going to pass away, but for his family, because he knows his family will be sad about it, but he also has accepted it. You know, there's no way around it. It's going to be sad for your family.
Absolutely. And your friends.
And you're going to feel semi-bad about it in your heart, knowing that, you know, that they're going to have to live with that. So I like his perspective on it, that he knows it's going to be sad, but at the same time, he himself is ready for it.
Gosh, I'm such an Alex Trebek fan.
I am too. I really am.
That whole block from 7 to 8 o'clock, Wheel of Fortune comes out at 7, and then Jeopardy comes out at 7:30. And I'm not going to lie, Denny's, it's such a cozy, peaceful time just to kind of lay back and not think about anything.
Yeah.
Have a little snack and just watch some Wheel, watch some Jeopardy.
My parents and my brother watch those two shows every day without missing them.
It's staple for a lot of people. There are people listening right now or later on to the podcast go, I love me some Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, just because it's always been part of... you know, my family, or it's always on in the background. It's part of people's lives.
Well, a text just came in, and this is kind of exactly what I was saying. They said that what they're not afraid of is death itself, but the actual leaving their kids behind.
I get it.
And that's why I love Trebek's words, man. He understands how all that works, and I mean, it boils down to you that you have to just spend time with your family, and you have to, if you actually care about them, and you want, you know, to leave an imprint with them, you do have to spend time with them. I feel like that definitely helps.
One of the worst things I think that can happen to a human is for them to be on their deathbed and then look back and go, my gosh, man, I did it all wrong.
Yeah.
I did it all wrong. And because, you know, that's got to be a sobering thought on your deathbed.
Absolutely, which is why it's good to address it earlier, so that it doesn't get to a point like that.
Yeah, we'll get some emails saying you guys talk about death again.
For sure. It's all we ever talk about. I feel like it's all we ever talk about.
Is it though? No, we talk about cheese.
Yeah. I like the extremities that we hit as far as topic.
We're deep mofos. What can I say?
Yeah.
This is the shit you get when Kevin and Virginia are gone. This is basically like me and Denny's hanging out.
It is.
This is what we talk about when we're hanging out with each other.
Absolutely.
Well, if anyone doesn't have any more questions in the chat room or on via text, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thank you guys for tuning in and spending some time with us. We will see you guys tomorrow. We love you all, and
Bigfoot is real.